The Burt Show.
All right, so she's finally in front of us. It's a real story. None of us in
You're
here
real.
Believed it for the first couple of days because it was so out. I mean, it was jaw-dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So Not So Psycho Sue in studio with us. How are you?
Good.
Are you doing better? I was just saying to these guys off the air that after all you've been through, I would just be exhausted. Mm-hmm. Just from the drama and the emotional roller coaster of it all, I would just be totally spent. Are you just tired?
Yeah. Well, it's been going on for so long that I kind of gotten used to it.
So you've just gotten used to living inside of the drama.
Yeah.
Wow. Very, very Stockholm syndrome of you.
Yeah. Have you heard from him over the last couple of days or anything?
Well, he's not allowed to contact me.
He's
so
not.
Is that I've gotten one email, but it was kind of X-rated that I can't talk about.
From him?
Yeah.
You mean just a whole bunch of curse words? Her friend here,
yes.
Libby, is with us also. Hi. And in a lot, I don't think that mic's going to work. In a lot of cases, I think sometimes the friend actually gets angrier than the people that are in on the whole situation because she's on the sidelines sort of looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And your friend here, when she walked in, she said, I told her from day one this guy wasn't
right.
any good.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No.
At all.
From day
no
one, you knew it?
Well, at first I was kind of supportive because she was happy and I was happy she was happy, but I got kind of old pretty quick.
Yeah.
So,
like, were there problems like right from the start with this dude?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Libby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want real answers? Go to Libby. So right from the start, there were problems.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. Major. Yeah.
Like,
major problem.
What was an early problem that you remember where you thought maybe I should say something?
Lying constantly. He would just lie a lot.
Over things he didn't need
like
to lie
random
about?
Pointless lies?
Yeah, it started off with pointless lies.
Do you think he's a compulsive liar?
Yeah.
But also, you should know, Libby didn't know us when we first started dating. We became, like, really good friends about 6 months into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we broke up for a minute, well, for a little while, like I told you. Like, Libby was friends with me then, and then I got back with him. So she saw the bad part. I mean, it was all bad.
I saw the breakup, like mm-hmm. the end of the breakup and dealing with that and then the getting back together part and then all of it after.
And the drama afterwards.
Yes.
So how long after you broke up with Tool did he meet Fiji?
Well, they dated before
okay.
me. They dated like before I even got to school.
Okay.
And then they broke up and then we met through people. And
so you were you the rebound right after her?
About 4 months after her, yeah.
4 months after, okay.
But I think they were still hooking up and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a rebound situation.
Yeah.
So he was still with her the whole time, just didn't tell you about it.
Yeah. Well, like, the first time we dated, they really were broken up. Because me and her, like, would see each other at the bar and, you know, words would be said between us in the bathroom and stuff. And
nasty words.
Yeah, because she didn't like me and I mean, he would tell me bad things about her and then tell her bad things about me. And then I broke up with him when I moved back up here. And that's when Libby and I became friends. And then I got back with him about 3 months later after I broke up with him.
Okay. Now, for those of you that have no idea what we're talking about because you were out on spring break, there's just no way for us to recap everything again. We did mm-hmm. it at 7:30, so you're going to have to go online to find out exactly where we are.
Right.
But the last time we talked to you, you were leaving for the weekend. And you still didn't have your puppy back because dude comes over to your house and his name is on the paper. So the police allow him to take your dog that you've had for a year and a half and you were trying to get him back. Did you get the dog back?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh, good.
Okay.
Puppy's home. Good.
How'd that happen?
My brother actually got him and like went over to his house and then he got the dog, and then I don't know like what happened because I was gone. But then yesterday when I got home, the dog was at my
that's
house.
The old fashioned way, right there, Melissa.
That's
you were talking
right. That's
about.
What I was talking about. I appreciate the legal system. I do. But just sometimes let the redneck way sometimes works, which is just get your family, your friends involved,
get your
and
big
just,
brother.
Just,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. get it done quick.
So now you get back from your weekend at the beach. There's one email for you, and I'm assuming he's just chewing you out. He's just nasty.
Well, I don't know if I can talk. He sent me and Lindsay, or the bride.
I think, because it's on Twitter and everything, everybody pretty much knows the name now, but go ahead.
Okay, he sent us an email, and he was like, this is what I, what did he say? He's like, I've done better or something. And it was like a porn picture of a guy.
Of a guy?
Of like, I don't know how to explain.
So you hooked up with a hot dude? It's like, hey, no. You know what? I'm going to teach these women.
It was a very dirty picture of something being done.
To a guy.
To a guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
By a woman?
Yes.
Okay. And it but it wasn't him in the picture?
No. Okay. I don't think
Look
so.
Look at even Libby's like, no.
No, he probably like copied it off Google Images or something. That's kind of how pathetic he is.
I don't understand what the point was he was trying to make.
I don't.
Because he was getting something. He was implying that he had already gotten something women. From a girl better than what they could provide.
Okay.
Trying to get a reaction out of him.
Bert.
Sorry. God.
What he was doing.
Don't ever do that ever again. That hand gesture you just did, I don't ever want to see that again. Was there any text with it besides
just that one like line? Look what happened or something like that. I don't remember.
So he's trying to play off like that was him.
Yeah.
And so the woman was.
And then the bride, she emailed me first. She's like, oh my gosh, did you get that? And she was really upset. And then I sent it to Libby and Libby's like, that's not him. And she was like, that's off Google. And I was just like, oh.
So he sends it to both of you and neither one of you respond back to him?
I didn't. I don't know if.
Fiji. Did.
Yeah.
That's what we've been calling her.
Yeah.
She's due back into town today?
No, she's back in town, but she's a teacher. So
okay.
She has, you have to go to school on the first day back from break or something.
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay. And have you talked to her since she's been back?
Yeah, we've talked.
And how's she holding up?
I think it's worse now that she's back.
Mm.
Just because, you know, she has to move everything out of the house they were supposed to be in together when they got back and stuff. So I think it's
worse. Is he trying to get back together with her, you think?
He is trying to get back with both. Well, now he's not trying to be with either of us. He says he has a new person, but
yeah,
he
found a new porn site on the internet. That
he still tells like both of us that he wants to be with us. Well, not me anymore, but her. He'll be like, I want to be with you still. I don't want to be with her.
Yeah, I read some emails last week that pretty much said the same thing. One was to her that said, when you get back from Fiji, I want to go to counseling. And then he sent an email to us saying that he wanted to go to counseling with you. So what a tool.
Yeah.
So you're past all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Libby, is she past all this?
I hope so.
What if she calls you, Libby? She calls you in like a week and she's like, he's calling me again and we're going to go meet for lunch.
No. It won't happen.
You'll throw yourself in the hood of her car.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, at some point you have to say to your friend, I can't be friends with you anymore if you keep engaging in this relationship.
It's just not fair for her.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And it's not fair for me just to sit around and watch it happen
And it's
either.
So much clearer when you're the friend standing by watching your friend go through it than it is when you are the person who's in love or who has feelings and emotions all mixed up in it. But from the friend, from the outside looking in, especially if you're in a healthy relationship, are you?
Yes.
Too much of a pause.
Hold on.
It's very healthy. We're very happy. We've been there for a little over 2 years.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess and comparatively, anything is healthy.
I know. If you're with somebody who's treating you well and treating you right, and you see your friend getting treated this way, you're like, hello, it doesn't have to be this way. Mm-hmm. You know?
They're all good people.
Does he treat you well, Libby?
Yes, he does very well, actually.
Jeff's looking for a spin-off star.
Yeah,
yeah. He's looking for a Melrose Place off his 90210.
Well, there was. You're in a good relationship.
Beat pause.
Yeah. I mean, he's a boy, I'm a girl, we like each other.
Well, thank you for coming in, you guys, and tying it all up with
you. I'm glad you got the dog back.
Yes.
That is the most important part.
Oh, my God, what if your ex calls Libby?
I doubt he will.
There were more people, I think, concerned over the weekend about the dog than anything else.
Yeah.
So we're glad you got the dog back.
Yeah.
And thanks for sharing the story with us. It's
You're
unbelievable.
Welcome.
The Bert Show.